WMFO Medford, and here we have know how to go dream. Okay. Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So, if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today, brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. All right, well, here we are at Tufts, so a lot of folks figured out how to get here. I guess paying for it is also the big thing. So, yes. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit here like we like to do.
Thank you. shalom, hadave shalom, hadave shalom, hadave shalom, hadave shalom, hadave shalom, hadave shalom. Padavi shalom, padavi shalom, padavi shalom, padavi shalom, ba'olam haze.
Shabbat shalom.
shalom. Ata b'shalom. Ata b'shalom. Ata b'shalom. Ata b'shalom. Ata b'shalom.
So that was Pei Dalid from a CD called Open Eyes, and the song was Pada. Before that, Bella Fleck Tone and Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, Scratch and Sniff. Obviously, I thought I should play that because I was just reading about the sense of smell. All right. So this is from the the Associated Press. So I think I put the wrong thing. I put UP. It's Associated Press, AP. I have to see if I can correct that. Sometimes it doesn't let me, and sometimes it does. Oh, I think it did. Okay, good. So this is an article by Vanessa Guerra, and I'll see if I can pronounce this name, but, you know, I'll do the best I can. Yosef Walaziski. No, that's probably not right. Walazisk. He's a Polish man who rescued Jews during the Holocaust, and he died at the age of 102 years old. Yosef, I'm just going to call him by his first name. This is out of Warsaw. A member of the Polish resistance who rescued dozens of Jews during the Nazi German occupation of Poland during World War II has died aged 102. Yosef died on Monday, according to the Institute of National Remembrance, a Polish state historical society, historical body. Yosef fell in love during the war with a Jewish woman, Irina Front, only learning that she was Jewish when German Gestapo forces searched a hotel where he was staying with her. He helped her hide and tried to distract the Gestapo men by pretending to be sick. He later arranged for Front to get false documents, even entering into a fictitious marriage with her. Soon after that, Front and 20 other Jews were arrested by the Gestapo. If something was to be done, it had to be done for them all. I had to arrange for a kilogram of gold by 5 p.m., and it was already noon. Only then would the Germans forget about the incident and release the Jews, Yosef recalled in an interview according to the Poland Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw. Yosef managed to collect and pay the required ransom, thereby saving the lives of 21 people. He also employed 30 Jews in a potato flour factory that he had been tasked with managing because of his knowledge of the German language. He kept them alive by bribing a German official. Most of those he employed survived the war, according to the Polish State Historical Body and the museum. In all, he said that he rescued 53 Jews. Unbelievable. He was also involved in the Polish underground that resisted the German occupation of Poland throughout the war. Yosef was almost killed by a three-man German execution squad for being caught carrying parcels to the Home Army, Poland's anti-German resistance movement. He recalled that the Germans had him against a wall with their guns pointed at him. In that moment, he felt the urge to shout, "Long live Poland!" But he refrained, fearing the Germans would only arrest and inflict suffering on another Pole in revenge. At the last moment, a Gestapo officer intervened, saying death would have been too easy for him, and that he should instead be sent to Auschwitz. Ultimately, his life was spared after his mother intervened with a higher-ranking German officer who valued his work at the factory. Yosef also took part in the 1944 Warsaw Uprising, revolt against the German occupiers that was brutally crushed. After the war, he and Front split up. He worked in commerce until he was 94. Wow. Thanks to Front's efforts, Mr. Yosef was honored in 2002 as a Righteous Among the Nations by Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Memorial and Museum. The honor recognizes the Gentiles who saved Jews across German-occupied Europe during World War II. It was extremely dangerous to help Jews during Germany's occupation of Poland. Wow, he lived a long life, 102. My mom lived to 103, and she didn't have to go through any of that harrowing stuff. All right. Well, things have been moving along quite nicely, and now I can't get the last one out. So, what can I tell you? I know sometimes you have to do it more than once, so we'll see what happens. Actually, I attended a very interesting event put on by two organizations in Watertown, the Watertown Historical Society of Watertown and the Jewish Historical Society. So what they were doing is they were affixing a plaque to commemorate a family called the Schicks. They're called the Schicks of Watertown. And this was fairly near where I live now in Watertown, now I'm forgetting the name of the street. It'll come to me. Anyhow, they operated a dairy. They had a farm and a beautiful house, and they were the only Jewish dairy farmers. And, Grove Street. It was 183 Grove Street in Watertown. So it's quite fascinating, actually. A beautiful plaque. And I found this history to be quite interesting, actually. So it says, this is an article written by Bob Bloomberg, and he used to be part of the Quincy Historical Society, and now he's with the Watertown Historical Society. So in 1905, Jacob Schick arrived in America from Eastern Europe. Like so many thousands of his countrymen, including this writer's grandparents, he settled in Boston's West End. But unlike almost all Jewish immigrants of the time who remained in the city, he became a dairy farmer in then rural Watertown. So this is his story. So I'll just share a little bit, but I just think it's fascinating. He was born in 1877 in a village near what were then the borders of Poland and Lithuania. So my dad actually comes from Poland. So I'm always interested in things that are from that area. And so Mary Gordon, his wife, who was from the same village, was about 8 years younger. They met in Vilnius, Lithuania, and married in 1903. But very soon after, Jacob fled to France to avoid being conscripted into the Russian Tsar's army. Well, that happened a lot. He then emigrated to Boston, where he found work as a coppersmith. I guess it is. Mary's father refused to allow her to leave home to join Jacob. However, as Mary relates in her autobiography, The Burden and the Trophy, written in the 1950s, a rabbi told her father that it was a sin to keep a wife away from her husband. Thus, plus her strong will, dogged determination, and adventure spirit, convinced her father, Mary, and their daughter, Sarah Rose, 4 years old. They joined Jacob in August in 1908. So they had a first apartment in Balearica Street in West End. Rent was $15 a month. Jacob earned $14.28 a week in 1910. Then the second daughter, Bessie, was born. Then they moved to Minot Street next to a cousin who had a milk route in Chelsea. He decided to start a milk route in the West End, purchased his cows in Brighton, and rented a stable in Watertown for $12 a month. He may have chosen Watertown because of its easy access and relatively inexpensive 10 cents availability by streetcar. I mean, the prices alone are enough to fascinate me. There were already at least two established companies selling milk in the West End, Hood and Whiting, but Jacob believed he had an advantage among his fellow Jewish immigrants. He spoke their language, Yiddish, shared their religion, and came from the same Pale of Settlement, the territories of the Russian Empire, where Jews were allowed to permanently settle. So Jacob proved correct. His business grew one customer at a time, and it goes on and on. There's a lot more history here. The Schicks, S-H-I-C-K, of Watertown, and in this article he's got pictures of the Schick house and the ornate fireplace, this gorgeous staircase, the elaborate molding on the ceiling. I mean, who would have known? And right now, right in that location, a school has purchased the land and is going to put up playing fields. I've been driving by there wondering what on earth is going to be going on there, and so that's what it is. So, let's see what we can get going here, because we still don't have that second deck. All right, this is a local gal, Lauren Passarelli, and let's see, tea and a sunrise. That sounds good. Oh, no numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's try that. Oh, it doesn't give me the title of the track. We'll see if that's what it is. Thank you. Wow, that was beautiful, Lauren Passarelli. So I am down to one deck again, but I was able to retrieve the CD, but I'm a little bit afraid to use that deck, so we're just going to rely on one, blah, blah, blah. See what happens with this. Le Pont Attack. And let's see. Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7. I can't read. Oh, I think that's an 8. I don't know. 7. Well, we'll see if it is. They make these artistic things and then you can't read them. Here we go.
My fate to the wind, it cried Mary. Mary had a little lamb. Wham bam, thank you ma'am, here I am, stuck in the middle with a fiddle down in Georgia. On my mind, at the crossroads of life and death, just a tic-tac for every breath. You took me to the cleaners, left me for dead. Poor fool on a hill in a field of dreams. Hey Scooby-Doo, I'm over here, there and everywhere. Uptight and out of sight, get dynamite. You know my name, look up the number 867-5309. No matter where I go, here I am, stuck in the middle with a fiddle down in Georgia. On my mind, at the crossroads of life and death, just a tic-tac for every breath. You took me to the cleaners, left me for dead. Poor fool on a hill in a field of dreams. Fate to the wind, it cried Mary. Mary had a little lamb. Wham bam, thank you ma'am, here I am, stuck in the middle with a fiddle down in Georgia. On my mind, at the crossroads of life and death, just a tic-tac for every breath. You took me to the cleaners, left me for dead. Poor fool on a hill in a field of dreams. Hey Scooby-Doo, I'm over here, there and everywhere. Uptight and out of sight, get dynamite. You know my name, look up the number 867-5309. No matter where I go, here I am, stuck in the middle with a fiddle down in Georgia. On my mind, at the crossroads of life and death, just a tic-tac for every breath. You took me to the cleaners, left me for dead. Poor fool on a hill in a field of dreams. You left me in a pool of my own bloody Mary. Kamikaze Valentine's Day Tripper.
Okay, that was Doug Monroe. The song is called Cast Your Fate to the Wind, Cried Mary, and Putt Lake Toodle-Doo. It's very sweet. Well, let's see if we can get this other one on that I was going to try to play earlier. But first, I have to get this one out, so hopefully that'll work. Ah, so good, so good. So this is another offering of, this is Gene Feinberg and Jazzphoria. What did I decide I wanted to play on that? It's a nice, okay, so what do we got here? The Way with Words, huh? We'll try that. Very interesting. This is a new CD for my collection. And it looks like it's pretty much all women in this group. There might be one man, Lance Dresser, on the drums. But Gene Feinberg, tenor saxophone and flute. Carolyn Walter, baritone, saxophone, bass, clarinet, and flute. Tiffany Cario, trumpet and flugelhorn. Marina Garza, trumpet and flugelhorn. Nancy Westrom, guitars. Erica Oba on keyboards, flute, piccolo. Suzanne DiVincenzo, acoustic and electric bass. And then they also have a number of guest musicians. So, this was made in California, Marin County. And this is just added into playing on June 17th. She's the band leader, has recorded more than 50 albums. She's performed at Monterey Jazz Festival, San Jose Jazz Festival, Carnegie Hall, the Grammys, and the Kennedy Center. Several musicians have performed and are recorded with Melba Liston, David Bowie, Laura Nero, wow, Andrea Bocelli, Cornell Dupree, Melphone, and the Montclair Women's Big Band. Huh. She was born April 1st, 1946, in the Bronx, and raised in nearby New Rochelle. Well, it's very interesting. There's lots more about this, but okay. We'll be playing more from that. And we've got a few more minutes here for got something for a little Brazilian flavor. And let's see if I could change. Oh, spit the CD out. Go back in there. Go back. Nope, doesn't like it. Come on. Let's see. All right, here we go. Nope, I think we wanted this one. If I could change.
I know that time. but for now I don't really care. If I knew what to say, I would ask you, why am I so confused? What do I have to lose? Is it you that I want? But I can't get you now, 'cause I never could get what was mine. I should simply forget. Another day without you is not easy, and that's not easy to say, but I have to take it one day at a time. I look in the mirror, what do I see? A three-headed demon glaring at me to remind me that I've lost you for sure. Someone help me, someone guide me, and enlighten me to the truth I've been denying. Since I've been crying, all I think about is you. And since you are gone, all I can do is hope that one day
That was beautiful. Tanya Maria, Bluezillion. Okay. So we're just about out of here. We have time for probably one more. And I thought it was going to come out. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Come on. I hear it wanting to come out. There it is, right at the edge. Come on. These decks are driving me crazy. It's right there. And I can't quite get it. Bizarre. Well, folks, soon Chris Earle will be on the air and time travel, and I'll be here trying to figure out how to get the CD out. Oh, come on. Nah. This is what I go through. Come on. There we go. All right. Yeesh. Okay. We will see.
Da 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 Shalom, my beautiful friends, my beautiful brothers and sisters. We're here, we all are here. Together with all of Israel, together with the whole world, to sing with you and just to warm your heart a little bit, in case it's cold.
Shiva, you're a shame.